Welcome to the Chamber podcast. In this episode, we're talking about the global economy and how businesses can adapt to changes on the horizon. I'm Dan Harrison, Press and PR Manager at the Chamber.
I'm Henrietta Burley, Director of Policy and Strategic Relationships at the Chamber.
And I'm Christina Wardlow, Head of Partnerships at Western Union Bank.
This podcast is part of the Chamber's Raise the Bar campaign, which is business adaptability and resilience. So Henrietta's going to kick off by telling us what that actually means, what it's all about.
Yeah, so essentially Raise the Bar is all about helping businesses manage risk and be agile and responsive to change. Throughout September, we're going to be giving a platform to our Chamber members to share their experiences, advice and insight through case studies, blogs, videos and podcasts, just like this one. The campaign was first proposed by and designed by our Chamber Council, which is made up of individuals elected from the Chamber membership by other Chamber members to inform what we focus our policy and campaigning about. And I think it's safe to say there's always uncertainty when it comes to running a business. But at the moment, we are living in particularly uncertain and changeable times. So it's easy to see why they and we think this is such an important topic. Throughout this campaign, we're going to look at everything from managing financial risk and resilience through to changing technologies, innovation, and how organisations can successfully implement change. And I'm particularly delighted to have Christina with us today. So Western Union is sponsoring this campaign, and given the uncertainties out there on the global scale, I think they're pretty much the most fitting partner out there that there could be for this.
And Christina is going to tell us a little bit about some of those risks that are on the horizon, particularly for firms trading internationally.
Yeah, absolutely. So as well as the rules and regulations, which are so far perhaps still undefined, if we're focusing on currency fluctuations, which is affecting any business who's trading internationally, you can see how the volatility within exchange rate can have a significant impact on a business's bottom line. So when we're talking to businesses, we're trying to help them to budget to overcome the challenges associated with uncertainty around exchange rates. We can see that, you know, at the moment, at the time the podcast is being recorded, we're seeing rates as or sterling at a rate that we haven't seen since 2016, which is making it a really difficult time for businesses to plan and forecast.
Absolutely. And, you know, some reports from folks from the airport this summer saying that they're getting less than a euro for their pound at the airport. So the impact of the current uncertainty on sterling has been huge. And obviously within that, Brexit has got to be a key factor for businesses on the horizon when it comes to managing uncertainty. But also, interestingly, we're hearing more about the US-China trade situation and the escalating trade conflict there. There's some businesses that I've been talking to recently have been saying that their suppliers or subsidiaries have been directly affected because of their own supply chains of China. And as a result, the knock-on impact across the world is huge. So Brexit, trade wars, US and China, potentially global recession we keep being warned about. There is a lot out there on the global horizon as a challenge for businesses.
Okay, so plenty of curveballs there. So if those are the risks, what can businesses do about it?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing that businesses need to do is think about planning and budgeting. So we have seen in the news recently about some businesses stockpiling their goods. So they're sort of having warehouses full of materials that they've been manufactured overseas. Now, that's really beneficial for them because it means that they know that they're able to trade for the next 6 months. But actually, that's not fundamentally sustainable. So when these businesses are preparing and they're having to think about what's happening, not just in the next 3 to 6 months, but also 2020 and beyond, we're just really getting businesses to think about how foreign exchange is going to impact the cost of what they're doing. So what we're suggesting is that business doesn't have to purchase all their currency now, but they could think of a plan, set themselves a budgeted level and work to protect that against adverse currency fluctuations.
I think as well as there being risks when it comes to currency, businesses also need to look at the opportunities, particularly where the lower value of the pound is making British exports a bit more competitive. So we talked to a lot of businesses who are preparing for Brexit, and I'll come on to more of the support available for them shortly. But as well as some who are seeing obviously a negative impact where their imports have become a lot more expensive as a result of the falling value of the pound, we're also seeing some who are using this as an opportunity to explore new markets that they haven't tapped into before. So for instance, one company I was talking to recently is recently brought in potential new customers from Mexico, from Canada, even from South America that they've never traded with before and wouldn't previously have looked at their product, have brought them in to showcase what they do and build new relationships because that falling value of pound has made their goods more competitive in their market. As I say, though, there's lots of different ways in which businesses are being impacted and preparing for Brexit. We deliver something called the Business Brexit Health Check, which listeners may have heard of in a previous podcast, which is a really simple online tool. Businesses tick a few boxes, tell us about their operations, and it produces a personalised report saying, based on what you told us, this is what we think you need to be aware of, and this is what you should do to prepare. And from that, we're finding on average businesses are picking 8 different areas of their business that could be impacted by Brexit, which are really diverse, very different business to business. But what we're not seeing so much of is businesses then taking direct action to do something about it. So only 52% of the businesses who have completed the health check so far think they've actually discussed the impact of Brexit at board and senior management level. And only 38% think they've done a thorough Brexit risk assessment to understand how it could impact their organisation. So there's a lot of businesses who are aware that Brexit could be an issue on the horizon, but perhaps aren't doing that much about it yet. I don't know if you're finding the same, Christina, when it comes to businesses looking at currency and the uptake there.
Absolutely. It's you mentioned about businesses who are importing seeing a benefit behind what they're doing. And actually what we find is a lot of businesses, particularly in manufacturing, it's not one-way traffic. So a lot of companies will import some parts, they'll add or change those parts in the UK and then export them afterwards. So there are two sides to the coin on this. And what we are seeing is business is still booming. It's not a doom and gloom situation here. Yes, there's different challenges out there, but as you rightly say, all of this change actually is creating different opportunity. We've seen an increase of clients who are trading in Commonwealth countries, which is really positive. It's just seeing businesses thinking about how that they can take the challenges at the moment and turn them into an opportunity.
Okay, so we've spoken about opportunities and also alleviating some of these risks, but do we think businesses are doing enough to act upon this? And if not, what's putting them off?
Yeah, I think you're right there. I think there is a lot of free advice, there's a lot of paid-for advice, but there's also a lot of advice and support out there for businesses. And actually, yeah, I think we're still seeing a lot of organisations not seeking that out, not taking that advice, or they know they've got to do something about it, but it's just been put on the back burner at the moment. When we speak to clients, you know, they have hugely different requirements. But actually, if you have an expert that's available to support your business and your specific needs, you can talk through the opportunities and the options that are out there to ensure that you can plan and protect. In this case, you can plan and protect from currency fluctuations, which is going to make trading internationally more difficult. Or in actual fact, with the correct planning, you can give yourself give your business a boost, because you can have a competitive advantage against the competition.
And it's definitely that competitive advantage piece, which I think is very interesting. So if you're not looking at this, if you're not looking at how your business could be impacted by things like Brexit, currency fluctuations, other global economic headwinds, odds are your competitors probably are. So it's trying to figure out what could potentially impact your business and making sure you're on that front end of the curve and being ready for it, which is obviously what Raise the Bar is all about. But we find where businesses aren't looking at this, and in particular within my job in relation to Brexit, it's because they think it's going to be time consuming, hard to find out what they really need to know, and ultimately they think not worth it if things don't pan out the way the media potentially is suggesting they do. And you know, you can see why businesses might leave this sort of planning and forward thinking down the bottom of the agenda if actually they're focused on day-to-day delivery, making sure they've got enough cash in the bank to pay their staff, making sure orders are going out on time, finding new customers. That's enough to keep people busy as it is. But as I say, this sort of forward planning, looking at these potential risks on the horizon and doing something about it is really important. And again, in relation to Brexit, that's why we've been really focusing on trying to make it quick, easy and valuable for businesses to do a bit of preparation. I mentioned the Business Brexit Health Check already. That's an online tool that takes less than 5 minutes to complete and basically gives businesses a starter pack for this is what you need to be aware of, this is what you need to look into, and cut down on that time spent. Where do I even start? So really a useful piece there. And we're also doing plenty around delivering things like Brexit clinics, where businesses can come in and speak to a range of different guest experts in one place to get essential information on what they need to be doing. And we've also got something within the Chamber, which again has been spoken about on previous Chamber podcasts, called the International Business Hub, which is a bit of a one-stop shop for businesses who are trading internationally and want additional support understanding things like export documentations, export advice and guidance, and even translation services and understanding different cultures. There's a whole lot of support in there. So there's a lot of things out there that can really help businesses if they take those couple of minutes to go, okay, let's make a start on this. Let's see what we can do here.
And I think you've hit a really poignant note there. The businesses that we're working with are focusing on their core activity. Foreign exchange is an unnecessary evil in trading internationally. And when we're looking at the currency volatility that we're seeing at the moment, which is driven by all the uncertainty, let's be honest, most of it's political, we're seeing on average a 5% move in currency exchange rates against sterling every month. Many businesses will work off a profit margin of 20%. So that means if you're seeing a 5% movement in foreign exchange rates and you haven't planned or protected yourself from this, in theory, you could have 25% of your profit at risk just through a bad or a good currency fluctuation. But ultimately, you should be focusing on your core business rather than worrying about whether you're going to make or lose money on when you trade your currency. And that's why people should speak to a specialist such as Western Union Business Solutions, who can give free, non-committed advice. I mean, we are regulated to give bespoke advice for specific circumstances. But having a chat with somebody at least can help you have confidence in your own planning.
And that currency volatility piece really is key. And that's where the forward planning comes in as well. Because while we might not know everything there is to know about Brexit and where it's going to go in coming months, we do all know what the key dates are. And as we've seen over the last couple of years in the run-up to key dates, markets respond based on what the government is or isn't doing around Brexit. So we know there will be further currency volatility around the 31st of October deadline, for instance, as the market reacts to whatever they see coming down the line, be it no deal, deal, extension, whatever it may be. So spotting those key moments and going, we know there's going to be a bit of change around this. How can we reduce our exposure to key risks as an essential opportunity for businesses? And that is one of the nice things around the sort of Brexit preparations piece. As much as, you know, businesses are concerned about putting in preparations now and then finding that the situation changes, like I've spoken to a lot of businesses who are frankly really peed off about having stockpiled in the run-up to the last Brexit deadline and then finding the deadline passed and they've now got to wind down those stocks. So there are some things that are very frustrating about the changeable nature of it. But actually, a lot of Brexit preparations for businesses prove good business sense in the long run. It's a bit like lifting the hood on your business, doing a thorough audit, checking all the parts are optimised, and then for many businesses, making decisions that will actually make business sense for the long run, regardless of what Brexit brings. So, for instance, one company I spoke to last year had done a thorough audit of their business, identified a product that they import that could be subject to high tariffs in a no-deal scenario. So started looking for alternative cheaper suppliers outside the EU as a backup. But actually, in the process of doing that, they found an alternative method of shipping that admittedly takes a bit longer to get their product in, but actually suits their business needs and is so much cheaper, it would save them anything that a tariff would cost extra. So they've done something that makes business sense regardless of Brexit, saving them money now, but also leaving them shored up in the best position to weather whatever the uncertain and frankly at times bizarre environment that is Brexit finally brings.
Okay, then to wrap things up then, do we have any final messages for businesses on how to adapt, survive and indeed thrive on an international scale, whatever the next few years may bring?
Yeah, absolutely. I think key messages for me would be there is opportunity for mischange and uncertainty, but you need to seek out advice. So speak to somebody, speak to a specialist broker about your foreign exchange requirements. It should be free. There shouldn't be any obligation about it. But they should be able to work with you to build a strategy to ensure that you can continue to trade successfully, whatever the outcome over the next 6 months and into 2020 and beyond. If you're trading internationally, speak to Western Union Business Solutions and we can see how you can help.
And I think you know what my piece of advice is going to be. My advice is, of course, check out Raise the Bar, our business adaptability and resilience campaign. We have an absolute ton of interesting content, advice and guidance on a wide range of topics. You can find it at the Chamber website, www.greaterbirminghamchambers.com, or on social media using the hashtag RTB19.
Thank you for listening to the Chamber podcast. To hear more episodes, find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Audioboom. Or go to the latest news section of www.greaterbirminghamchambers.com.